Yerush is Gashu Yid, and Gemara is Vaikim that Mishnah to be according to the Shita of Yesh begin v'nois and tam, because Lachara, if we don't, if we're not making it that way, so how can we have a sugi of Yerush is Gashu Yid? How can we have a sugi of whether it's the tam is Botel Mishishim, having a kfeila? The whole sugi is based on the assumption, based on the understanding that the Yerech is going to give off some kind of taste to the rest, to the Gid will give off taste to the rest of the Yerech, that's the rest of the whatever's cooked with. So that, and that's why the Gemara, both in Sadi Tes as well as on Sadi Beis, was Moikim that our Sugya is a Sugya of Yesh Beginim and Eisen Tam, even though the Gemara says in Sadi Beis that we paskin Ein Beginim and Eisen Tam. That's how we Shulchan Aruch paskins. Nevertheless, the Mishnah will still teach us everything we have to know about Tarayvus. We'll have to transfer the halachas from Gid, even though we will not apply to Gid Anosha, because we'll hold Gid Anosha has no tam, and this Targum is something that has tam. So we will transfer all the halachas to Bosa Nevela, to Bosa Treifa, to hold them in the right place, in the right way. So the sugi is halacha lemaisa, but not kemoshe kosa. All right. So that's what the Mishnah records. Prime, we want to understand what is this machlekes of yesh begin v'neis and tam or in begin v'neis and tam. So the Gemara says, Gemara points out that one nafkamina would be whether there's a din of hektish, whether hektish can be chal. If ain't been given nice and time, so how could Hektish be chal? So we have the nafkaminas. Obviously, nafkamina, the obvious one is whether it's also it's asrim b'tarevus. So the Gemara says, the Gemara points out on daf Sadi Beis Amud Beis that Rav and Ula, Rav Yitzchak, b'shem Rav, Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa. Shmei the Rav, he paskin that the kenoiknois for us. What are the kenoiknois? We would probably call them nerve endings, probably. That the git itself is not usurly. Usurtari ella kenoiknois shavoi, just the nerve endings. And Ula disagreed, because Ula said, no, that the git is usur, even though the git is tasteless. So you see from the machlekes, Rav and Ula, that Rav insisted that only that which is taste has taste is osur, so that's why it's loy osur tar elikinayk neshavoy. And Ula was saying Rav, but the Torah can osur anything. The Torah could osur even etz v'alma. That is the machlekes between Rav and Ula. The question is, how does the machlekes of Rav and Ula fit in to the machlekes hatanoim of? The machlekes atanoim of yesh begin v'neis in tam re'ein begin v'neis in tam. So we understand that according to the mahalach of the Ritva, it's not the Ritva. The Ritva was the Rashba, was the Ramban. We went to the Ritva because the Ritva formulates the machlekes in the clearest way and without getting involved in other Rishonim. So the Ritva says, this is the Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, Rav and Ula, is all according to the one who holds, Ein Begidin V'Nois and Tam. If you hold, Yesh Begidin V'Nois and Tam, nope, so then there's nothing to talk about. The Gid has taste, and the Gid nerve is that which is awesome. And then there'll be a discussion about how far do we take this Gid. Do we take the Gid only in the top part of the Yehuda? Are we at Mechatet Acharav all the way to the bottom? How far do we take the Gid? On the other hand, if you hold that Ein Begid the Menois and Tam, Siridva says, then there's a Machlekes Rav and Ula. Ula's Kipshutai, that the Gid is no Tam, the Torah asked the Gid. And Rav said, no, what this Tana meant to say is Ein Begid the Menois and Tam, but the Torah asked is Tam. So Torah asked the Knaikness, the nerve ending. So the machlekes, if you hold ein begin v'neis and tam, so machlekes exactly what did the Torah asa? Did the Torah asa something with taste or without taste? That's the machlekes Rav and Ula according to the mando amar ein begin the menais and tam. All right, and the however the Balia Tosfos explained the machlekes Rav and Ula as being a duplicate of the machlekes Hatanoim. That the machlekes Rav and Ula is the machlekes of Yesh Begidner Ein Begidner Menais and Tam. That Ula holds Ein Begidner Menais and Tam, Mekachan Gindigzer Atoira. And Rav holds Yesh Begidner Menais and Tam, so therefore it must be the Kneikness. Because they all agree that the Metzias, the Gittis, no Tam. So if you take a step back for a moment, the machlekes between the Ritzvah and the Tosfos is how do you organize the machlekes Tanoim machlekes Amiram? According to Tosfos, the machlekes Tanoim and machlekes Amiram is identical. That everybody agrees that the gid has no taste. What did the Torah aser in the parsha Gid and Osha? The tasty part of the gid or the tasteless part of the gid? And according to the Ritzvah, there's a machlekes whether the gid has tam or not. If you hold the gid has no tam, then there's a machlekes. What did the Torah aser? So the machlekes between Ula and Rav is identical, sai according to Tosfos, sai according to Ritzvah. The only question is whether the machlekes Rav and Ula is the machlekes of the Tanoim, or whether it's all according to the one that says Ein Beginim and Eisen Tam. So, according to Ritzvah, once you say Ein Beginim and Eisen Tam, you have machlekes. That machlekes, Lechor is going to be the same machlekes as Tosfos machlekes, Lamasa. And the question is, did the Torah ask the Gid, or the Torah ask the verb endings? All right, the Torah asks something that is has taste, or the Torah says in this case no taste. Good. So the Rashba points out. Now I have to give full disclosure here. In many yeshivas, they learn that there are three shitas how to understand the machlokes. There and that Tosfos is very very similar to the Ritzvah, and that Tosfos is not repeating the machlekes of the Tanoim, and that the Istam Meforshe, the Rashba, some unknown Istam Meforshe. Right? Now, again, how you say the Tosfos depends on how you read the Tosfos that we looked at, and I'm not going to go into it right now because it doesn't really matter how you label the. It doesn't matter for in terms of the Iyun. Obviously, it matters what Tosfos holds for the Shitoses and Tanotes and Shita. And Alibademus, you have to know Tosfos holds. But what I'm saying is that what we're going to try to understand has to be understood anyways, because there is a Rishon who says that the Machlekes of Rav and Shmuel duplicates the Machlekes of the Tanoim. So I'm not sure. Lanius Daitit Tosfos. There are those who say, no, if you read Tosfos carefully, he's really saying something very, very similar to the Ritzvah. But again, Achreik Yechleis HaKol, you have these two basic shitas, no matter how you organize them. The Rashba, La'anius Daiti, organizes, that's what we're presenting the Rashba's approach. And, again, the Rashba does not spell the Tosfos, but La'anius Daiti lines up well with Tosfos. Good. So now, the Rashba begins to analyze the Machlekes HaRishonim. Right, so let's just point out the major points in this Rashba, if I can find them. Right, he says V'yesh. V'yesh l'tzmoa. base and the base. Okay. The Zemin Ateva. Should be over here. Zemin Ateva. Zemin Ateva. Zemin Ateva. וחינך לכו באמה שיוד אלון אחייך לטעמי כפילה ולמר אם יש בוי נסין אז טעם אם לאי ואין זו דרך למחלקס של חכמים ונראה כפירש שבישי שכסבנו. In other words, the Rajba is saying the Perush, well, we're calling the Ritva's Perush, which is really the Rajba's Perush, the Ramban's Perush, that the Machlaikis between Rav and Ula is only according to the one who holds Ein Beginim and Eis and Tam. So therefore, if we look at the machlekes, we have a machlekes tanoim, whether the gid has a taste to it. And then we have another machlekes. If you hold the gid has no taste, the Torah aser tasteless gid. So the Rashba says that is a very difficult way of understanding the machlekes in, because that would be a machlekes in Metzias, and a machlekes in Metzias can be resolved by having the kfeila taste it. So how could there be such a machlokes? The machlokes, Rav and Ula, we understand very well. That would be ki'ilu. There's a machlokes as to whether that we know the gid has no taste. Machlokes, the terasir, tasteless. All right, that we understand. But that's all based on a machlokes that we don't understand. So the and therefore the at this point in this piece of the Rashba, is Venera Kepershir Vishain Keshekasavnu. So that would lead us to accept Tosis Mahalach, that the Chiddush of Rav and Ula is that they are explaining the Machlekes Tanam. And they're making the Machlekes Tanam into a Machlekes that we can understand. It is not a Machlekes in Metzias. According to Tosvis, everybody holds that the Gid is tasteless. There's never any discussion with that. That's a W Dua. They had maybe the Tanam hired Kfelis, or paid Kfelis, they didn't pay Kfelis, whatever, and they got the information, get his tasteless. So then they had to, then there's Machlaikas. Ula, one Tana said, Afal Pekin, it's Osir. And the other Tana said, no, that's got to be tasteful. And if that's the case, the Hodele Paskil Hedger of Yitzchak Ketana de Mesnissen, Vulu Kibishom Benoi Shel. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Bruka Hainu Mishom de Bo Legluye Taimo de Plug de Tanoi. So he'll ask me that this should bother us. Hayetochin, like Tesis asked, that there's a Machlekes Ameirom which just duplicates a Machlekes Tanoim. Then they should just simply indicate that they are taking positions in the previous Machlekes. The answer is that the Rav and Ula are explaining the Machlekes Tanoim. Everybody holds the gid is tasteless. Now you have a machlokes. Would the Torah aser tasteless gid? So the ulu the pirish ula says that's the kachu adin. The Torah says aser is aser. That Torah chiva love. And apparently Rav says that it's hard to understand. Ein zu darchishul Torah. The Torah doesn't tell us that if something. How could the Torah say Rav's approach? The Tana who holds that Yesh begins with Nois and Tam. So Rav explains, what does he mean, Yesh begins with Nois and Tam? He does not mean that the gid that you're talking about has taste. He doesn't mean that if you open up the art scroll shas and you look and you blow up the picture and you say this is the nerve that Rav says this tastes like something decent. That couldn't be. It's a machlokes in Metzias. So Rav is explaining the Shita. What's the Shita? Shita is that Yesh begin Mesnah means that Torah could not aser tasteless. Now, how do we explain that? So what Mordechai said is the best that I can offer. The Torah says Al Kein Lo Yoichlu. And the Torah, by definition, says that if you eat something that is tasteless, that's not a ma'isa achila. That's not called eating. If you chew on wood, that's not eating. So Once the Torah says la yoichlo, it's got to be a kin leisoichel. It's got to be a ma'is achila. Chewing on wood is not a ma'is achila. So the Rav says, therefore, since what you're showing me, what you're calling the gin, is tasteless, yesh begin benois and tam. The iser is something that is shach to say about a ma'is achila kneikness. And the ulu the pirish. Sorry, I skipped the line. The Ula, who the Pirish for Omar, and Ula explains, the man the Omar ain't beginning in Eitz and Tam, Torah it is an Eitz, and the Torah was Machayev you. Right? Avor Mishmol, Loi Pirish Tam Devora. Mishimhochi told the Abayev to taste his next kasha. Why does Ula say we paskin like, why does Abayev say that we paskin like Gula? He said she should say we paskin like Yishmael. That's the Tana. He's not a Chanami, but Ula gave us the Hezber, and therefore Abaya thought that he would say that it's the Pshat he paskin like Shmuel according to Ula's Hezber. Kain Nira Iker Umiho. Now Teisha says we're not going to go into this. The Rashba says Plugta. You read about Meir bechatik bechatita sangin, vechein plug to the Yehuda v'Rabbanon to chuli yerech shal kafe yerech lo yishaycha plug to didhu klal. He says that there are Rishonim who say want to line up all the different machlekes exactly which of the where is the gid. Next machlekes is once I know what is aser am I mechuyav. Do I look at only the part of the gid that's sitting on the bony part of the thigh? Or do we say that the entire gid, going all the way down the back leg of the animal, that's also part of the gid that is osir? Where, how much of the gid is osir? And the machlekes of whether it's the bare nerve, or whether it's the nerve and any shuman that's stuck with it, so the Tosfos that the Rashba says that is not connected with this machlekes, and therefore we're not going to discuss it right now. However, then the Rashba says, "Ella, there is what the kashali. I do have a kasha." You know what the Rashba is saying? The Rashba is saying that those who the Rashba is saying nearly the Bali of Tosfos because. I can explain to you why the Amayroim are not, why the Amayroim are duplicating the Machlekes Tanorim, because they're explaining it. But if you're going to tell me that there are two other Machlekes Tanorim who all depended on this, so that makes the Kasha much stronger, why Amayroim rehashing the Machlekes Tanorim? So Taisa says, and Rashba says, I can answer that. However, you know what my Kasha is? Hold the meaning of the Kamon. We'll learn this Gemara with Hashem. Ahuda also the Kamon of Chanina. Have a Yosef Yehuda Bar Zabna Ababa. Somebody brought a piece of meat. Apparently, he had cooked a gid inside this piece of meat, and he brings it to Rav Chanina. As he's going to Rav Chanina, apparently Yehuda Bar Zabna, he was doing shemush by Rav Chanina. He was sitting on the doorstep, on the stoop. And Omar Leh, as the Shoyel leaves Rav Chanina, so the Talmud, maybe doing Shemush, wants to find out what happened. What was the Pesach? Omar Leh, my Omar Lecha. So the Rav Yehuda Bar Zavna says to the Shoyel, what did Rav Chanina tell you? Omar Leh, Sharya Nehaleh. He missed his mutter. Omar Leh, Rav Yehuda said, Toni Va'ayil Kamei. He said, bring it back to him. I think my Rebbe made a mistake. Ask him again. Tell him maybe he didn't hear you. Tell him it was a gid. You've got to ask the child again. Omar Leh. So now he goes in, and he goes to Rav Chanina, and he asks the child again. So Omar Leh, so Rav Chanina says, Zil, tells the child, go tell Rav Yehuda, who's sitting on my doorstep, the Yosef Ababa, tell the Jew on my doorstep, Loi Tetzara, not to shepherd me. Right? Loi Tetzara, don't give me trouble. And you should know, ain't begin the menaisen tam. The olma begufa shall get pligas. So now the Rashba says, apparently this was the gid, not the knoikness. And apparently what happened, how do you make sense of the story? He must have come in with a piece of meat and there was a gid in it. And apparently Rav Chanina Paskins ain't begin the menaisen tam. Therefore he says, no tam. What's the problem? And apparently, Rav Yudah Bava Paskin Yesh Begidim in Eisen Tam. So Rav Chanina said he was mad to this. He brought his nose to get on Nosha. He probably thought it was the front part of the animal. Probably didn't hear the word get on Nosha. If he would have heard get on Nosha, how was he mad to it? So go back in. So then Rav Chanina says, no, I Paskin ain't Begidim in Eisen Tam. So therefore, the piece of meat is mutter. So the Rashba says they didn't talk about the Kenoikness. They're talking about the gid. So therefore, he says, it seems like there is a machlokes about whether the gid has taste or not. Olma, v'gufoy shel gid peliyei im yesh boi nisinas tam im lo. That's how he learns this particular event. Again, there and because of that, he rejects the Bali Tosfos. Because the Bali Tosfos hold that there is no machlokes about whether the gid has taste or not. The machlokes is whether it's the knoikness or whether it's the gid that's also. So Reshba says he brought the gid. So therefore the must be machlokes about the gid itself. I said now there are ways of being miyash in the Bali Tosfos. According to point this out, the Bali Tosfos could say it was discussing the knoikness, the machlokes of whether the knoikness are also derived as the Rabbanon. The Rashba is assuming that the knoikness are mutter, and there the knoikness could be also the Rabbanon. So again, we're not going to go into explaining that. That's not our issue right now. However, we just want to follow the Rashba. So now the Rashba says that this story would be a kasha to the Bali HaTosfos. The even is bashel agid vaknoiknoiz. So then, why would he not send it? What then? How was Rav Chanina matir it? Ela imke nomar. Unless we say the only lechon this tosis is that ain begin b'nei satam even the knoiknoiz and ados. Fine. So because of that. Ukisvaras Rabbi Zeno at Sarfatiyam Zal, Kimoi Shekosavnu Beresh Pirikon. Visvarazu, Kavar Dochi Nuola Malamikam Rayas. Okay, and then Elavadai. Elavadai Lefia Pirishashani, did begin Asma Plige. So now the Rashba says, even though I said before Nira, I like the sheet of the Tabali Tosfos. He has a huge kash in the Bali Tosfos, and now he comes back to what we're calling the Ritvah Shita, which is his Shita, the Ritvah Kavit Shita. Elavadai, Lefiya Perish Hasheni, the second Perish that I offered before, which is that there's a Machlokes Tandoim about whether the Gid has taste or not. And the Machlokes Rabban Ula is according to the one that says the Gid has no taste, it has to be. And in that shita, that's where Ula says, Kachadin, Torah said, Mechayev, and Rav said, can't be. It must be that if you hold Ein Begin Menes and Tam, that it's the connected that are also. Again, that Machlekes is the same, whether you hold in the taste or like the Ritva. But now the Rashba says that since I am heading back to what we're calling the Ritva Shita, the Rashba Shita, which is Pirush Hasheni, the Begid Atzmai Pelige, because this story, Andaf Tzani Tesamid Beis, is uninterpretable according to Bali HaTosfos. So now I have to say that if you hold that they're arguing about whether the Gid is Tam or not, Osi Shapir. Only problem is that we have a huge kasha. Huge kasha is that Chazal should not be arguing about mitzvahs, right? So now Tosfos says, now I have to defend for my kasha. As long as I was taken by the Baal Yatosfos, okay. So then I had a way of learning, and there was no machlekes in Metzias. I was bothered by a machlekes to know that imagine the machlekes Amirah, okay. When Miyashivit Amirah are being mefarish, are explaining the Tanam. Good, everything fits in, but then I got stuck. So I have to reject the Baal Yatosfos. Once I reject the Baal Yatosfos, and now I have a machlekes Tanoim, and machlekes Amirahim is knukas and not knukas. But again, this brings us back to the Rashba making a comment about where we started. We began the sugya by saying that our Mishnah, Yeresh and Esbashel Begid, has to be a sugya according to the Tana holds, Yesh Begid and Benayis and Tam. So you have to understand this machlekes, whether the Gid is Tam or not, how you tochein, how could the machlekes and Metzias bring out the Kfeilas, let us be mavar this. The Rashba answers Vishema Svira Lahu the Bitam Mashu Lesimchina Nakfela Kach Nirali. Now let me tell you how in the way that this Rashba is explained. You'll find this in Prima Godim discusses it. I think Chavos Das. The way that it's usually reported in the yeshivas is that the Rashba says that everybody holds that there is a tam kolush. There is some trace of a tam. You'd call it a subtle taste, right? Subtle taste means we're trying to market something which is tasteless. But if you call it a subtle taste, so people might say, all right, if I had a sensitive palate, so I would be able to taste it, so I'll put on a show and join the crowd and pretend that I taste something. All right? So it's called a subtle taste. So a subtle taste, which is very hard to determine. So Rashba says that must be the machlekes. A machlekes and metzias it couldn't be. What must have happened is they got 10 kfeilas together at some point after Har Sinai. And the Kfeila said, or Moshe Rabbeinu told them, right? Or they spoke to various Gerim, whatever it was, and the Gerim told them, you should know this nerve, very subtle taste, slight taste, right? And Chacham are now arguing, is that a taste that would be called a Maisa Achila? So, if you hold Eid Beginim and Eid Sintam, so it means that this is that this kind of a tam in any other place in Torah would not rise to the level of tam. And if you hold Yesh Beginim and Eid Sintam, it does rise to the level of tam. In other words, for example, a dugma, right? We have 10 gerim, and they tell us about the subtle taste of the gid, the way it was when they were growing up. All right, so now, theoretically, we could say, I have something here. I don't know if there's a trace of treif in it. I don't know if there's a trace of chazer in it. Taste it for us. Dugma, so we ask the gerim, say, subtle taste. So we'd ask him, compare it to the gid taste. If you hold yesh begin mes and tam, means the Torah says it's called tam. So it's very, very subtle. A tam kolish, but al zen nemer tam. If you hold ein begins and tam, it means, no, the Torah says it's not a tam. Tam means you take 10 average people, and you ask them, do you taste anything? They say, they have to do his bininess for a few hours before they get the taste. So that's not a tam, right? It means they sit down, have a normal meal. It doesn't taste like anything. So that's that. But when it comes to gid, here the Torah said it's awesome. So the way that the Rashba is usually presented is the machlekes tanoim of yesh begin benoisin tam is the tam shel gid. Everybody, we can figure out the tam of the gid. We can get Kfeil to tell us. That is determinable. So we take a poll of Kfeil, a poll of Gerim. We ask him, what happened? How is this? How does this taste? Bali Tshuva. So they tell us. They'll tell us it's on a scale of 1 to 10 of tam, it's a 0.5. So now the question is that do we now have a getter of tam shatayra osra, or are we saying no eitz ba'alma, this is not tam shatayra osra, and we're going to paskin that this is an unusual din. And al zele nemar tam b'torah. Over here, the Torah said, this time you have to worry about. But a tam shemachol terah kula is a discernible tam by right people. The machlekes is whether does the gid set the bar for tam b'chol terah kula. Now, l'anias daiti, I'm not convinced that that's exactly what this Rashba means. I think it's a beautiful hesber. And there are many who give it the Hezber, but I'm not sure if that's what the Rashba means. And I say this just to suggest it, putting it out there, because I'm going to say now, I've not seen in Svarim, the classic presentation of the Rashba is the way he presents it. To me, this sounds like something that the Ramban says in a different place. And he says, Shema Sviralu Debitam Mashu Le Simchinin Akfela, we're saying is that it is that the time of the Gid is a non-testable tam. It's information that you don't have access to. In other words, if a person tells us the machlekes tanoim is, do we say that once the Torah said that something is osir and you're osir to eat it, it has to be? Let me step back a bit. We will not be able to figure out whether the gid is tam or not, because we can't eat it, and you have to be. I think that would be the. You have to be a huge Yerei Shemayim to enter the kasha, right? Because if you ask a regular person, a non-Jew, taste, not taste, tastes like nothing, right? If you're a huge Yerei Shemayim and you know that on this answer depends whether you're going to be doing, being over an Easter or not, then you do with spontaneous, then you think about, then you meditate before you give that judgment whether it's time or not. So, the Rashba could be saying that Bakasha is this, we don't know how the gid tastes. We will never know how the gid tastes. So we have to know, does the gid of tam or not? We have to know that, I guess, for Yerush and Hizbashel, maybe. We have to know if it's also Mukdoshin. We have to know, is it called Basar or not? We have to know whether, according to Rav, is the Kenoikness. But the Machlekes Tanoim is that we have no way of figuring it out. We have no way of knowing it. The Torah said it's osur. When we look at Gidin in the body, which looks similar to get a nausea, look at other nerves, it doesn't taste like anything. So, what's happening with this get a nausea? So, since we cannot know, I'll tell me, you'll ask a kfeila. No, you have to be a huge Yerei Shemayim, to know whether this, to get that answer. Because you have to know that on what you say, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu may be concerned about the slightest possible taste of this, be able to say, has no taste for chlal. And that we can't be certain. Again, this is not, I've yet to see this in Sfarim, so I'm just putting it out there because I think it's the Lashon of the Rashba. But we'll leave it at that. I'll go back to the classic interpretation of the Rashba, which is Tam Kolosh. All right? Now, before we go take any question on the Rashba, so Ad Kan Divrei Rashba. All right, so what do we have? Machlekes, I'm right now interested in Machlekes Tanoim. Yesh begin b'noisin tam, ein begin b'noisin tam. What's Pshat Machlekes Taisvis and Chachmei Tzorfas Chachmei Svarad? The way the Rashba would say Machlekes Ye Isman the Meforshe, or I think the Tosis on one hand, on the other hand Ridvor Ramban Rashba. What's the Machlekes? Is the according to the Bali Atosis, the Isman the Meforshe. Did the Torah usher something that has no taste? Did the Torah really say you can't eat a piece of wood? So if you hold Yesh begin Menesha Tam, the answer is no, it's Knaikness. Ain begin Menesha Tam, yes, the Torah said Eitzu, and in this one case they said it's also. Dover had a dogma, not an all similar, but a dogma is the Machlekes Ramban, where their magic is also. Right? According to the Rambam, Kishuv is just fooling people. So therefore the Rambam says, you couldn't say it's Osir. Can't say it's Osir to fool. Right? And according, and therefore he has a different pshat than Kishuv. And according to Ramban, Kishuv is... There isn't anything real to Kishuv. So there's a similar idea over here. Could the Torah say that this is Osir when it's a nothing, it's a piece of wood? So that is the Machlekes Tanoim, according to the Bali Atosvus, with Rab saying the Torah would not aser eitz, and therefore it's kenoikness. Ula saying the Torah would aser eitz. It's an unusual, it's different, and there are halachas, and kachi halacha. Alright? But everybody holds it in Metzius, it has no taste. The Rajba and the Ritva would say that the Torah asked this particular nerve, and there has to be some, and the machlekes between the Rishonim is now that the Torah said this is Osir, does this become the new bar for what's considered to be Tam, what's considered to be a Maisa Achila? Yesh Beginim in Eisim Tam, the Torah now is Magdi for us. You want to know what's called a Maisa Achila? If it's tastier than the Gid, it's a Maisa Achila. Gidin plus, and according to the according to the Manda Omer, Ein Beginner Tam means no. This is a Yotzei Min HaKlal. Tam is determined by the way that rogue people call Tam. If they can discern the taste, yes. Otherwise, not called Tam. We paskin Ein Beginner Meis Tam. Gid is the exception. So you've already seen that there is a seemingly stira in the Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Machleis Asuris, Perek Ches. So the Rambam Ha'oichel Gid Mibehema Chaya Temeim Potter. Eat the gid from a behema tmeya. Lefi she'en a noig b'tmeya. Ela behema she'kula muteris. Ve'enoi ke'oichel misha'or gufa. She'en agidin mechlal abosa ke'moyshe b'yarno. Vim ochal me'chelev shal agid ha'reza ke'oichel b'msar. Alright? And it's not like regular oichel. And it's not like eating from other parts of the animal, because the gid is not considered to be boser. Ha'oichel gid hanosha shal nevela yishal treifa oishal oila chayiv shtayim v'bnei shenichlal v'isa shor gufa shoya mutur. I eat the gid of a nevela v'treifa. Oh, then I'm chayiv both for nevela treifa and for gid. So that's the Rashbon Tshuva. Quoting the Kesef Mishnah says, how do you square halacha hey and halacha vav? Kosev Tshuva says Rashbon Hakusha to muchach mever gid anosha to leman dar en gid meneis and tam. Ain't Isra Mugdashan Noeg Boy. Right? There are three ways to ask this kasha. Rashba is that, how could you say that there is an Iser Git in Oila, which the Rambam said, Allah Chavav, the Gemara in Daf, Pei Tesamud Bei says, whether there's an Iser Git by Mukdoshin depends on whether you hold Ein or Yesh Beginim and Eisen Tam. Says the Rambam, we paskin that Ein Beginim and Eisen Tam is not called Boser. So if that's the case, the Gemara didn't even question, there can be no Iser Hektish. V'shein posuk a Rambam. U'b'oichel gina nosha doyle, posuk chayv shtayim. U'man no chayv shtayim, u'kor chis ha'yesh b'gina nesan ta'am. Kashi deit ve'eini gam ini deit da'ar kibbis. That's the case of Mishnah says, not only did the Rajbo confirm, I couldn't figure it either. Astira. Right? And then, the other way to ask this Kasha is from Perek, hey? No, Elistira, Perek Dalid, Yirches. Is that the... Yeah. Ha'oichel min aveilo t'reifa, b'vheim v'chaim t'meim, min ha'or min atzomeis u min agidim. Aval pi shu osur hareze potum nesha elu einan rin lachila e mitstarfin im abosin l'kazayas. So it's all the same kasha. The Rambam paskins ein beginim in eisen tam. So the Rambam says that means it's not roi lachila. And therefore it's not mitstarif to bos b'kazayas. So that's the case. How could the Rambam say that if a person eats hektish, where the Gemara said that's only according to Yesh Vigimesatam, how could the Rambam say if he eats Nail Trefa Chayim? How could the Rambam say once he says that you're potter, that you're chayv and avail of treva shloim? See, also the mahalach in most in the yeshivas is to say the following teretz. I believe it comes from the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech lived in the 1700s. Shar HaMelech was a rav. Probably in Turkey. And from what I understand, the Sefer received great acclaim because of Mekiv Eger and the Chidah said this is gave it that we call the stamp of the champ. They said this is the great Sefer in the Rambam. Forget who writes Shlo Tozus Miyod. You're learning Rambam, make sure you have a Shara Melech. So he writes the following: Ayin b'maron, Kesef Mishnah. Ask the Rashbo's Kasha. Rabbeinu Zal Posik. He spells out the whole Kasha. So if you have time, you can read Chazara of exactly what the Kasha is. A paragraph. That help. So the Kesef Mishnah, the Yishai Melech says, he thinks the answer is the following. Once the Torah says that you cannot, there's an Iser Achila, then the Torah, the Lashon uses was machshiv, the act of eating, into a maisa chila. The Torah was made this into a maisa chila. In other words, in any other context, chewing on wood is chewing on wood. In any other context, chewing on a gid would not be a significant maisa. It certainly would not be a violation of Al Kein LeYochlu Bnei Yisrael. However, once the Torah says, the fact is the gid is tasteless. It passes that way. And the Torah said, Al Kein LeYochlu. So the Torah said, this becomes, if you do this maisa, it becomes a maisa achila. Now, the Torah only addressed the din of a gid in a behema that was initially kosher. The Torah never said, don't eat the gid of a chazir. So therefore, the Torah is never machshev the maisa achila gid shel chazir to a maisa achila. That's what the Rambam writes, if the animal was treif from inception, so therefore the Torah never called this a maisa achila, a man your potter. And the gid, whether it is not food, and therefore it's not mitzarif. But in this particular act of ingesting a gid, the Torah says it's called achila. So the Shaar HaMelech says, we have a precedent for this din. That is a Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara says that on Yom Tov, one cannot burn Shemen Sreifa. Say Mamemah Likin. Shemen Shel Truma Temeya. Person had this idea. They're going to use Truma Temeya to use as their Neiros. So the Gemara says, that is osir even on Yom Tov. Why is it osir on Yom Tov? Yom Tov, you're allowed to have aris mutter in Yom Tov. Hezra Dover, the Gemara said this, that hechshiva Torah. Since the Torah said you are obligated to burn Truma Temeya, it has to be burned. Can't do anything else with it. So the Torah made this into a maisa chashuva. Normally, I'm allowed to burn litzarech. Normally, if I'm allowed to burn litzarech, I can burn maybe even shlo litzarech. But once the Torah said, as the lashon of Gemara, that this that a mechuyev to burn the shem and sreifa, so the Torah by making this act usher, it became an independent, it's not even called a, it's not Havara Kemoi B'chol HaTorah Kula. The Torah made it, gave it a different parameters. So just like over here, the Torah said that you cannot eat the Ged Anosha, so the Torah said, we're going to call it a Maisa Chila. In any other context, it would not be called a Maisa Chila. Over here, the Torah called it a Maisa Chila. The Torah is Machshavit. And the Shaar HaMelech says, what pushed the Rambam to say this approach Mishum, this is the lashon. Mishum the kevon der achmona achshiv liged anosha oichel laavor olav ba'oisa achila chashiv enami oichel laavor olav mishum tuma unevela. V'dugma ledavar roi tira mashakos of Rashi. It's Rashi in Beya. It's in Shabbos in Beya. Tav chuzan v'beis chalo shenit misak afog abde havor alutzer v'chutra. That's his dogma. Didn't get a nosha. So definitely got to be all of this room as well. So he explains the Gemara in Beya based on this, but he says, what pushed the Rambam to say this is that why should our Mishnah be Shaloi Kedin? He was bothered by if it's a Machlekes Tanoim, of a Yesh begin B'Noisen Tam, or Ein begin B'Noisen Tam, and we Paskin Ein begin B'Noisen Tam, This is, it's hard to understand that our Mishnah, that the whole Tarevis, the whole sugya of Tarevis, should be built on a Mishnah which is Shalei Kilchisa. When you open up the sugya of Tarevis, that make it more dramatic. The Rabbi Yudah Nasi, when he wanted to teach Tarevis, so he says, look at the Perigin Anosha. A little bit about the Zohar is true. A little bit of Zohar. But primarily the sugi of Tarevis is Tarevis of Heter, is in Gid Anosha. So Sharmelov says, the Rambam was bothered that the sugi of Tarevis in Mishnayis should be built on a Adin Shalei Kilchasa. So therefore, the Rambam understood that our Mishnah can be interpreted according to Manda Omar that holds Ein Begidin B'nois Adam. Because once the Torah said that this is, which is how we paskin, that once the Torah said that this piece of wood is Oser B'Achila, so now it becomes a mice achila. Halacha l'maisa, this svara, we usually hear in two other contexts. We hear this svara, the Rosh, Makas, has this svara when it comes to Pachis Mikashir. Let's say Pachis Mikashir, I think, Pachis Mikashir, the term was Machshavit. I have to remember what the exact case was. The Rosh says, if you're machshavit, so then you gave it greater significance. Medication, for example, medication on some poskim will usher a treif medication because they hold the fact that it's choshev for you, therefore it's not botel. Right? Again, it's a different usage of the svara. Coming back to this, it's a similar idea. Coming back to this, so the Sharmelech's Malach is that the way to resolve this Rambam is Enachanami. The Rambam says Ein Beginus and Tam, and therefore it not misarf to Boser. Correct. All Gidim not misarf to Boser. And therefore, if I have a behema Temeyam, if I have a behema that was never kosher, and the Torah never said this Gid is Bechlal Yisr Achila, so it remains a piece of wood. But once the Torah says, here's a kosher animal, and there's a gid inside the kosher animal, and the Torah says, Alkein lo yoichlu. So the Torah says, even though in any other context you'd be chewing wood, in this case the Torah said, that's a chila. In this case the Torah said, the person who does that act will be every serum, will get malchus, will get a chiyah misa, and a chiyah malchus. So the Torah made this into a maisa chila. So the Torah only made it to Maisachila in animals that are kosher animals. But may the Ram hold that even Lagabi Hektish, there could be a din of Yigibi Michal. Now the Rambam is saying that the Rambam must have a makor to say there's another sheet in the Sugya. The Sharm Melech goes as far as to say a Chiddush in Rambam, which he says it doesn't have a source in Rambam. That it's conceivable that the Rambam would hold that there's a din of Bas V'chola by Gid as well. Because once the Torah was machshavit, the Torah made it a regular piece of meat. A regular maisa chila. So that's the would be Yash of this Rambam. The different nuances exactly how to say this mahalach, but that's the basic mahalach that we have Okay. So the Rambam, it's clear the Rambam holds Ein Begin Menes and Tam. That the Rambam says. Question is, why would the Rambam say that in a kosher animal, if it's a behemoth, if it's in a veiler trefa, that when it's ivory surim, or by muktash, when it's ivory surim, when it eats the gid? The Rambam says, because in a kosher animal, since that's where the Torah said, Le'yachlu, even if you hold Ein Begin Menes and Tam, the Torah made it into a Maisa Chila. In other words, according to Rambam, the Machlekes Tanoim of Yesh Ein Meginus Atam is not a Machlekes in Metzias, The Machlekes says everybody holds that the Gid has no Tam, factually. But once the Torah said it's Osir, what did the Torah do? So according to if you hold Yesh Begidim and Nisim Tam, if you hold Ein Begidim and Nisim Tam, the Torah said it's a piece of wood, we're making this piece of wood Osir. And according to if you hold Yesh Begidim and Nisim Tam, it means... No, if you hold Ein Begidim and Nisim Tam, it means that the Torah says this piece of wood is Osir, but once the Torah said it's Osir, then it becomes it has to be evaluated in halacha as a ma'aseh achila. If it was significant enough for the Torah to say, lo yoichlu, then it has the standards of a ma'aseh achila. It is measured. Even though in practice it will not look like a ma'aseh achila, in practice it is munching a piece of wood, in practice not kederech achila, it would be eating anything else, it would not be an act of achila. However, once the Torah says it's achila, all right? So now, halachically, al pi din, we have to give it the status of achila. So if I eat it, I'm going to be... If I eat that, then the Torah... If I eat the gid of a nevela, the Torah said that's a ma'is achila. Then mele, I should get malchus for the achila of the gid and the achila of the nevela. If I eat... The gid of a korban. So if I would eat the gid of a treif animal, the term potter. Why? I'm eating a piece of wood, the second in a treif animal. But in a kosher animal, the Torah called this a maisachila. Once it's a maisachila gabe gid, lechor it's a maisachila gabe boser also. You can't say it's a maisachila gabe gid and not a maisachila gabe boser. It's part of the animal. I have a nevela in front of me. I have a cooked nevela over here. There's a gid inside of it. Right, so the Torah says when you eat this gid, right? If it wouldn't have been a nevela, it wouldn't have been shechted properly. I eat the gid, so I'm eating. It's a ma'is achila. Why? The Torah says ma'is achila. The Torah said I get malchus for it. It doesn't look like a ma'is achila, but al pi din, it's a ma'is achila because I'm getting malchus for it. Now, just transpose. Look at it, instead of this piece of meat being a kosher a hind of the animal with a gidin, it's a nevela. The davanenu arrived, it didn't get shechted properly. Came a nevela, he tried shechted properly, got snagged, used a bad knife, shot it instead. Whatever it is, it was a kosher animal. If it would have been shechted, it would be this. I had this gid, it would be nice achila. Now it's a nevela. The Torah said this gid is also to eat. The Torah said, would this animal have been shechted properly, it would have been a mais achila. So now when I eat this gid, it's a ma'is achila shel gid, but it's also ma'is achila shel basa nevela. Why? Because the Torah called it a ma'is achila. Ma'ashen it came by a chazir, the Torah never called it a ma'is achila. It was never part of the Yisrael, ken liyachlu. So that's why Rama would say that even the enemy gives the gid in menais and tam, the one time when this gid would be... You'd be get malchus for it, is in a behavior where the Torah said this gid is osir. I happen to be eating in a treif way, so it still is a ma'is achila. It still becomes a ma'is achila, which it would have been for the gid, for the boss as well. You know?
Two passages on the Shar Melech. The first is that isn't there a very serious Abba Amina from a Gemara Sanhedrin about whether gid amnasha is also no hay by bnei Noach, but they're also commanded in it because it was.
Yeah, how did it affect
meaning that then every animal would be osir. And then second Pasha is...
So that's not a problem because the Rambam is not Paskin. The Rambam Paskin's... It's not one of the same, isn't it? So that's not a problem.
Came way before Matan Torah.
Right.
So then it should be ostering all animals because we're going to have a different Kasha.
Also an animal Kasha. In other words... The Pashto says that even though it's recorded in the Chumash by Vayetze, but it's a Matan Torah that it did. In other words, it only became incumbent upon the Peshas Matan Torah. It did not become incumbent upon the Matan Torah.
But why wouldn't the Minhag be occurring beforehand? Meaning that because of Yaakov's fight with the angel, immediately his kids started.
Didn't the Torah in Eschad Shalacha? Didn't the Torah in Eschad Shalacha? I'm not saying it's a good kasha, but it's a defensible kasha. You wouldn't lose sleep over it.
And finally,
Louder, please.
Well, why should you say that straight up, like, not that's why the Rav brings